Are you a coach, consultant, entrepreneur, or small business owner ready to enhance your brand with the power of short-form video? If your answer is yes, join me for Enhance Your Brand with Short-Form Video Strategies. During this free live virtual event, I'll be sharing strategies and practical tips to help you create videos that will resonate with your target audience. Please join me on May 13th at 4 p.m., or May 15th at 11 a.m. Both times are Eastern, and you'll find links to register in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Richmond, welcome to Content Marketing School, where we will dive into content marketing strategies specifically for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. Discover how effective content marketing can elevate your brand and grow your business. And if you enjoy the show, don't forget to hit that follow button. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Welcome to Content Marketing School. In this episode, I want to share some tips on standing out on LinkedIn by building your reputation as a thought leader. You already know that LinkedIn isn't just a place to make connections. It's a 24/7 networking event where you can meet and get to know other humans. It's also a platform for sharing your expertise to enhance your brand and help you build your reputation as a thought leader. With LinkedIn hitting 1 billion members, that's right, 1 billion members, standing out isn't easy. So let's get into how to make your mark in this space. For starters, if you're either new to LinkedIn or just looking to engage more, begin by commenting on other people's posts. I'm not talking about random scrolling and adding a quick great post or thanks for sharing. We're focusing on genuine, meaningful interactions here. What I mean by true engagement is having a thoughtful exchange. It involves taking the time to really understand what you've read and then responding with more than just a few words. Share why the post resonated with you or add your own insights. This approach helps to lay the foundation that you can build on in your thought leadership journey. Eventually, you'll be ready to up your game by creating and sharing your own content. LinkedIn offers a variety of content formats that you can adapt to suit your message and your comfort level. Let's start with the idea of sharing curated content. If creating original content seems a little overwhelming at this point, sharing content might be the best way to begin. What I mean by curated content involves finding articles, videos, and resources that align with your brand and will be of interest and valuable to your target audience. The key to curated content is personalization. When you share something, add your perspective, share why you think the content will be valuable to the readers. You might talk about why it resonated with you or share a few key points that were noted in the content. This isn't just about sharing links. It's about adding your perspective and insight. If you subscribe to industry newsletters, content is likely coming to you in your inbox. But if you don't and you don't want to spend hours online looking for content to share, you might want to subscribe to a few content aggregators. Pocket is my favorite content aggregator. It allows you to save and organize articles, and I use it all the time. Feedly, which I've used in the past, is another popular aggregator, as is Google News. Subscribing to one or more of these aggregators will save you a lot of time when it comes to finding content of interest to your audience. When it comes to sharing original content, text-only posts can be a straightforward way to ease into that content creation. LinkedIn allows you to write a status update of up to 3,000 characters, which means you can use them as mini blog posts, but there's no need to use all of those characters. When you are creating a text post, be sure to break the content into a mix of single lines, brief paragraphs, and/or bullets. Nobody wants to read uninviting big blocks of text. And consider using emojis to add a little bit of personality. Simple emojis like arrows can be used to create a bullet-like format. But as I said, just because LinkedIn allows 3,000 characters doesn't mean you need to use them. A short, interesting post that conveys a message is better than a long, rambling one. Another fairly easy way to create content is by using simple graphics. You might use a graphic to share an interesting stat or a motivational quote. Now, a lot of people use motivational quotes by others on LinkedIn. For example, be the change that you wish to see in the world, attributed to Gandhi. But why share somebody else's quote when you can share your own? It's very easy to go into a platform like Canva and create a few templates for quote graphics where you can share your own quotes with your audience. Now let's move on to everybody's favorite form of content, videos. Obviously, I know it's not most people's favorite, but you know, video is here to stay. Despite the growing popularity of sliders, also known as carousels, videos remain the best way to help you build that know, like, and trust factor with potential clients. Many people prefer watching a brief video to reading a text post, especially when they're considering a product or a service. I know a lot of people are uncomfortable on video. I get it. I put off creating videos for years. But you can be sure that your competitors are using video, so you might as well get used to the idea of creating them too. When making videos, remember to include captions. They're essential to make your content accessible to people who are hard of hearing or deaf. And also remember that the majority of people watch videos with the sound off. So if your video doesn't have captions, they're likely to just keep scrolling. That goes for video on sites like TikTok and YouTube as well. Captions are essential. There are many free apps like CapCut that are available on iPhone and Android that make it easy to record, edit, and caption your videos right on your smartphone. And let's not forget about sliders, also known as carousels, which currently get a lot of engagement on LinkedIn. Sliders, as the name suggests, are a series of slides with text and sometimes graphics or images that are super easy to create in Canva. It's easy to go in and modify a Canva template by changing the graphic or images and using your brand colors. The last thing I want to mention is hosting LinkedIn live shows. While it may sound counterintuitive, hosting a live show is a great way to dip your toes into video. If you're not ready to host your own show, look for opportunities to be a guest on someone else's show. If you think you are ready or will be in the future, listen to episode number 10 of this podcast to learn how to start hosting your own show. Whether you're a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur, or even someone working in corporate, leveraging LinkedIn to build your reputation as a thought leader is a smart move. If you're new to LinkedIn or just new to being active, start by commenting on other people's posts and build from there. If you're already sharing original content, experiment with a new format. Thanks again for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. I bet they will thank you. Thanks again. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning into the Content Marketing Show with me, Annette Richmond. If today's insights have inspired and resonated with you, please share this episode. And if you haven't already, hit the follow button to keep learning and growing with us. Wait, before you go, are you struggling to create original content because you don't know what to say? Download a copy of 25 content ideas to kickstart your social media posts for people who don't know what to say. Use the link in the show notes or visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com. That's contentmarketingschoolonline.com.